Hi everyone. Today we are talking about breath in a very short, nice session of understanding of breath. Breath is very, very essential for our survival, for our functions of the body, and it can all be healed with doing sufficient amount of breath work every day. My name is Ronak Gajjar. I'm a meditation coach, breath coach for last 11 years. So as you inhale, you take the energy from the universe, the chi, the prana, the universal energy into your body, which is an instrument and is a mirror and a divine reflection of the entire universe. And as you exhale, you release the stress, the tension, the unwanted things which are inside your body, inside your energy world. With every inhalation, you become receptive, open to the universal energy and magic, and with every exhalation you are ready to let go. And these two are very important. Let me tell you how. When you are receptive, universe is always giving. So when you are receptive, you are receiving things what you like, what you're constantly thinking about. And when you're ready to let go, the smaller fights, the struggles with your partner, with your colleagues, with your boss, with your friends, the tiny ego which is constantly fighting and proving the other that I'm more superior or I have more knowledge, will start shedding off. So when you work on your breath and make it in a divine balance, let it come in a divine balance, all these things will stop, which is gonna create these tiny stress or struggles in your life. And what is the simplest way to start your breath work? You can watch my YouTube. I will mention the YouTube link on the description. Or you can watch any teacher, any coach's breath work, starting with the stomach breathing. Just 2 to 5 minutes a day, and things will start to auto-align in your internal universe with the power of the breath. And as you work on it consistently for 21 days, as it creates habit after 21 days, you will see that will be the natural flow of your being. But in most of the cases, 90% of my listeners, I'm sure, would not be able to do it consistently, because consistency is a different ball game. And many of us would lack that consistency for various reasons. In that scenario, if you can afford, I first recommend to hire a breath coach, a meditation coach in your area, a local one. But due to pandemic, if you can't do a physical session with your local teachers, your coaches, then use Zoom, use an online session who keeps a tab on your breath, of your coaching, of your breath. The second easy way is to grab hold of a friend who is already doing it, or grab and join the community which is already working with their breath. If you can connect to people who are working on their breath for a long time, they will help you to motivate you and become more stronger on your breath and build a practice. The moment your practice is built, it's quite easy to do it on your own later on. The third and the simplest way is rewire your brain to become more consistent for breathing. That can be done by a writing habit. You need to write your affirmations, you need to write your goals, or download some productivity app which keeps you reminding at least 4 hours, 3 hours in a day. With a gap of 3 hours, you put an alarm that, have you done your breathwork training? Did you have your screen time break? Did you have your vitamins? Did you have your workout done? So all that can be done with the power of your productivity planner. So keep doing it on a daily basis and see the amount of difference which you will feel in 21 days. In case if you need any free help, okay, this is not a charged help, because I would like any of my listeners who are facing anxiety, depression, stress, or focus issues, productivity issues, connect with me so I can help them, because I have learned something very profound, very, very in-depth knowledge of why breathing has been the main key to heal the internal world. And when the internal world is healed, the external world comes in a beautiful alignment. That's all from my side, guys. You can always subscribe to my YouTube, which is Ronak Gajjar, youtube.com/Ronak Gajjar. Instagram is I as in India, then Ronak Gajjar. Twitter and all that is same. My Instagram and YouTube is what I'll mention in the description. You can check it out. I hope you found some value in this podcast, in a small podcast which I created today. And if you have something specific which you want me to talk about, I'd be more than happy to do so. Thank you. Namaste.